transcribed.
From Hollywood, we present the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show. Brought to you by Anacin for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia, and by Chesterfield, the cigarette that gives you something new, something no other cigarette has. Chesterfield mildness, plus no unpleasant aftertaste. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to introduce our master of ceremonies.
Good evening, folks. This is Dean Martin. I'd like to welcome you to our show. We'd like you to sit back and spend the next 30 minutes with us. We're going to sing some songs that we hope you'll enjoy. You'll hear the Skylarks, and we present a guest now and then. By the way, our guest tonight is the lovely and talented Miss Dinah Shore. Besides, you'll also hear from my undernourished partner, Jerry Lewis. And if he's a little late tonight, folks, please forgive him. You see, he's getting a haircut, and it takes a little longer than the ordinary haircut. He gets his cut from the inside. And I'm almost sure that you'll know when he gets here. That's if his dulcet tone type voice is in shape. And speaking of voice, I'd like to see how mine's doing by singing a song I kind of think will be the number one tune real soon. So with the aid of my pizza partner, Dick Stabile, here is Bella Bella Bimba. Ma come bella bella bimba, bella bimba, bella bimba. Ma come bella bella bimba, bella bimba, bella bimba.
Ma come bella bella bimba, bella bimba, bella bimba. Ma come bella bella bimba, bella bimba, bella bimba.
Birds always sing, bells always ring. Whether it's summer or winter or spring, be like the birds, just add the words, sing this happy song. Ma come bella bella bimba, bella bimba, bella bimba. Come bella bella bimba, bella bimba, bella bimba. In the air, dance through the life where the devil may care. Look in your heart, then you will start to sing this happy song. Ma come bella bella bimba, bella bimba, bella bimba. Ma come bella bella bimba, bella bimba, bella bimba.
Ma come bella bella bimba, bella bimba, bella bimba.
Ma come bella bella bimba, bella bimba, bella bimba. Ma come bella bella bimba, bella bimba.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Now, because my pleasure.
Ma call me bella bella bimba, bella bimba. What's with the hey?
Jerry, you don't come out here screaming like that. You should know better.
I just wanted to come out here and meet everybody.
All right. Say hello to the radio audience and then beat it.
First, I should be nice to the audience, then I gotta beat them. Look, I'll come out again, but I don't like just walking out cold. I want you to introduce me like I mean something, like a big celebrity.
Oh, all right, Jerry. I'll do that for you. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing Jerry Lewis.
You didn't strain yourself. This is an introduction. You said my name like it didn't have no capital letters. You don't like me.
Oh, yeah, of course I like you, but I'm the MC. You take your cues from me. When I say come out, you come out. And when I say wait, you wait.
I don't like it like that. I want it to be like always, where I come right out at the beginning, I say, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you all?
Easy. How are you all? What is that?
Well, that's the way I talk. What is it?
You shouldn't scream like that, Jerry.
What scream? Where do you hear scream? Who's screaming? This is how I talk. Remember me? This is your partner, Jerry, your cohort and pal.
You don't seem to get the drift, Jerry. This is going to be a pleasant, easygoing show. There's no room for your obstreperous type of humor. Wow! When did you sneak this in here?
I don't know when I snuck it in, but better my screaming than language like that.
Well, Jerry, we'll argue about this after the show. Now, you run along like a nice little boy. I got a show to do here.
I got a show in here. We've got a show to do, buddy. Keep that in mind. We have to talk it out and make plans.
Look, you meet Bert at the airport. I'll see Fred and take that cottage in Roanoke. You tell Pat to bring the potato salad, and we can toast the fireplace for the monster.
Oh, come, Dean, I just can't wait to make the plans.
Oh, you mean we should confer, coordinate our respective conjectures, and launch our itinerary accordingly?
Yeah, we got a...
You had a birthday. They gave you books.
Side, Dean. What kind of a show should we do?
Well, I think we should... I think we should head into the more cultural aspects of the American scene. See, I'd like to have guests that can contribute something. Interviews with important people from the world of sports.
Hey, that's terrific. The world of sports. Gee, I'd love to be a sports figure. That's nice.
All righty. Ladies and gentlemen, we have with us tonight one of the greatest wrestlers of all time, a big giant of a man, considered to be one of the most attractive wrestlers since Gorgeous George. And here he is now, Beautiful Ben. Ahoy, Beautiful.
I'm lovely. I'm lovely. I'm engaged. I use Ajax.
I don't mean to hurt your feelings, Beautiful, but I hear that some folks think you're not as attractive as Gorgeous George.
It's the most ridiculous thing I've heard my whole life.
It is?
It's absolutely ridiculous. This morning I woke up, I looked in the mirror, I said, mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the fairest of them all? And the mirror said to me, you, Beautiful. It says, you beautiful. You're beautiful. There's no fooling with that mirror, buddy.
I see what the mirror means. You do have nice features.
Nice features? They're exquisite. I'm beautiful. You can't fool with the mirror.
Tell me, Ben, what was your toughest match?
It was Buffalo, spring of 39. I was wrestling a young fella named 10-Ton Timothy. You know what they called him for short?
10-Ton Tim?
Oh, you were there?
No.
But anyway, Tim won the first two falls. I was groggy, see? He had me in a headlock. Then he got me in a flying bunch and threw me to the mat.
How'd you get out of it?
All of a sudden, I picked up 2-Ton Tim, twirled him in the air, and slammed him to the mat.
Oh, I see. You got your second win.
No, I got the signal. The match was fixed.
You can't mean that some matches aren't on the up and up.
Oh, my. You're a young one, aren't you?
You know, Ben, with all the grueling business you go through in the ring, it's a wonder you manage to keep your senses.
Tough to believe I could be so intelligent, huh? Well, you know what they say about beauty and brains.
No, what do they say about beauty and brains?
What do they say about beauty and brains?
Well, what do they say?
I don't know. You're supposed to be the mental genius.
Well, Beautiful Ben, our time is up now. It sure has been nice seeing you.
Sure, it's always nice to see me. I'm lovely to look at. Nobody fools with the mirror.
Every day you hear more and more about an incredibly fast way to relieve the pains of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia. It's Anacin, A-N-A-C-I-N. Now, the reason Anacin is so wonderfully fast-acting and effective is this. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, Anacin contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients in easy-to-take tablet form. Thousands of people have received envelopes containing Anacin tablets from their own dentist or physician, and in this way discovered the incredibly fast relief Anacin brings from pains of headache, neuritis, or neuralgia. So the next time a headache strikes, take Anacin. A-N-A-C-I-N. Anacin, in handy boxes of 12 and 30, economical family-sized bottles of 50 and 100. Ask for Anacin at any drug counter.
You know, every once in a while, a song comes along that sort of tickles your fancy. Then, when you just about have it where you want it, another good tune pops up and you're off again. Well, we got one like that, so before saying goodbye, my fancy, supposing I just sing it for you now. Ricardo?
Why did I tell you I was going to Shanghai? I want to be with you tonight. Why did I holler I was going to Shanghai? I want to be with you tonight. It was just a little misunderstanding that a kiss on the cheek could patch. I need you so badly, oh, that I'd gladly start all over from scratch. Oh, why did I tell you it was bye-bye for Shanghai? I'm even allergic to rice. Why did you stop me when I talk about Shanghai? It's just a lover's device. Who's gonna kiss me? Who's gonna thrill me? Who's gonna hold me tight? I'm right around the corner in a phone booth, and I wanna be with you tonight.
Why did I tell you I was going to Shanghai? I wanna be with you tonight. Why did I holler I was going to Shanghai? I wanna be with you tonight. It was just a little misunderstanding that a kiss on the cheek could patch. I need you so badly, I'd gladly start all over from scratch.
Oh, why did I tell you it was bye-bye for Shanghai? I'm even allergic to rice. Why don't you stop me when I talk about Shanghai? It's just a lover's device. Who's gonna kiss me and who's gonna thrill me? Who's gonna hold me tight? I'm right around the corner in the phone booth, and I wanna be with you tonight.
Thank you very much. Hollywood has more than its share of glamorous and talented women, but to Jerry and me, none of them come better equipped in both departments than the lovely Dinah Shore.
Hi, Dinah.
Hi, Dean.
You know something, Dinah? Looking at you makes a guy run kind of short of adjectives.
Oh, what beautiful. You can't put that mirror by it, boy.
No, seriously, Dinah. You do look mighty fetching. Matter of fact, I have a friend who's just dying to meet you.
Really? What's he like?
Well, he's tall and handsome.
Sounds real George. Montgomery.
Sorry, Dinah, I forgot. You're pretty much a one-man woman, huh?
Well, you may not believe this, Dean, but my one man is Daddy.
You mean...
Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy.
Well, shut my mouth. The lady sneaked in a music cue.
I used to fall in love with all those boys who call on young cuties. But now I find I'm more inclined to keep my mind on my duties. For since I came to care for such a sweet millionaire, while tearing off a game of golf, I may make a date with the caddy. But that's a pose, for my baby knows that my heart belongs belongs to Daddy. When some good scout invites me out to dine on some fine Finnan haddie, my baby, sure, his love is secure, 'cause my heart belongs to Daddy. Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy, so I really couldn't be bad. Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy, da 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 da. So I want to warn you, laddie, though I think you're perfectly swell, that my heart belongs to Daddy, 'cause my daddy, he treats it so well.
Diane, that was mighty pretty.
Thank you.
All right, everybody, it's time to sound off for Chesterfield.
Sound off! Sound off! Sound off for Chesterfield!
From Maine to California, smokers are changing every day. All over America, there's a swing to Chesterfield with this great new thing. Mildness Plus.
No aftertaste.
Mildness Plus.
No aftertaste. No unpleasant aftertaste
in Chesterfield.
That's right.
Science discovered what you can prove. You better get into the smoking groove, for Chesterfield now sets the pace with no unpleasant aftertaste. Chesterfield.
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 Chesterfield. Milder, 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 milder.
Chesterfield.
That's right.
The best cigarette for you.
That's right.
The best cigarette for you.
That's right.
So here's what we want you to do.
Right now.
Yes, here's what we want you to do.
Right now.
Sound off.
For Chesterfield.
Sound off.
For Chesterfield. Try a pack of Chesterfields.
Do it.
Today.
Ladies and gentlemen, no doubt many of you have seen and were thrilled by that wonderful motion picture, A Streetcar Named Desire. But for those of you who have not seen it, our thoughtful stars have prepared their own version of this very stirring drama. At this time, Aniston and Chesterfield Cigarettes are proud to present Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis, and Dinah Shore in A Streetcar Named Max. Scene, a shabby little streetcar in New Orleans. The characters?
My name's Stanley. I'm the motorman on the streetcar.
My name is Blanche. I am a passenger on the streetcar.
My name is Max. I'm the streetcar. So what are you laughing at? Do you think it's easy being a streetcar? Uh-oh, here comes Stanley, that motorman. The dirty pedal pusher, I hate him. I go easy on the clutch. Good gracious, no wonder I have an ulcer.
Hey, there's my girl Blanche, waiting at the bottom of the hill. Sure looks pretty today. Let's go, streetcar.
The hill, I get nauseous. Oh, the pain.
Hi, Blanche. Want to go for a ride?
Gosh, Stanley, I don't have a dime.
Oh, don't worry, baby. You can owe me.
Gee, Stanley, that's real swell of you. You're so kind and generous, and you're always so considerate and
it's
nice.
Okay, forget it.
I just never know how to thank you enough because you
it's
do
okay,
all
Blanche.
The things that nobody else would ever think
of. Get in the car.
That you'll let me ride this.
All right, Blanche.
Rather than
it's all right.
This is the nicest
forget.
Thing that ever happened to me.
All right!
Let's go sit around the bench instead. Come on, we'll hold hands.
Coax me.
Hold hands. I bet they're going to smooch. Gee, she's so nice. I love her. Even if she is a girl. I wish. Ah, what's the use? Dad doesn't approve of mixed marriages. He's too proud. I'm going to sneak over there real quiet and see what they're doing. I won't make a sound. Shh.
Darn that Fred. I told him that 5-in-1 oil just doesn't do a thing for me.
Hey, he's putting his arm around her.
Take your filthy hands off, Pop.
Who was that?
It's me, Max.
Max? But you're a streetcar.
No, you're a streetcar.
Hey, Stanley, the streetcar talks.
Why not? I'm entitled.
You know something? He's cute.
Cute?
By that big tub of steel.
Yeah, well, you should see me when I diet. People think I'm a Nash air flight.
All right, well, I'll get back on the track before I strip your gears.
Here, don't you get familiar.
Hey, Stanley, let him stay.
Now you're talking, baby. How's about a kiss?
Gee, I don't know. I never kissed a streetcar before.
Oh, come on. It's no different than kissing a truck.
Now, listen, Max. You shouldn't be talking like that. You're a streetcar and...
No, you're a streetcar.
You shouldn't be messing around with girls. Why even look at them? Why think of kissing them? Why must you torture yourself this way?
I like it. I like it.
Stanley, I'm ashamed of you. Max only wants to be friendly. Now, if you can't be nice, for heaven's sakes, go. Beat it. Scram. Get out of here. Go.
Okay, I can take a hint.
Alone at last.
Kiss me, my femal, female. Blanche.
Marry me, and I'll be the happiest streetcar in the world.
You want to marry me?
I beg you, I'm Bended Fender. I can see us now, just the two of us, and in a year, a little hot rod.
Oh, I don't know. Me, Blanche Dubois, married to a streetcar. What would people say?
We'll run away when no one will know us.
Oh, but they're bound to find out. You're so big and you clang and your paint is peeling and your doors are squeaking. They're sure to find out. How can we stop it?
I'll change my name.
Well, you through necking with this overgrown perambulator?
Please, you're speaking to the streetcar. And we're being married. Come on, Stanley, you can be the best man.
Well, aboard, kid. This ride is on me. Clang, 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 I'm a trolley.
Clang, 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 I'm his bride.
Clang, 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 he's the winner. And I've just come aboard for the ride.
His gorgeous brakes, his handsome wheel.
Whoever thought you'd think a wheel had sex appeal?
I got one thing that can't be beat. Whoever saw a human with a leather seat?
Clang, I'm a trolley.
No, I'm a trolley. Clang, 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 I'm your guy.
Clang, 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 you'll be sorry.
Oh, I know how you feel. You can louse up to steal, cause she's mine.
To the end.
Well, friends, this is the spot in our show for reminiscing. I'd like to sort of go back a few years and tell you something I always think about every time I hear a certain song. It was the spring of 1932, and I was working at the steel mill in my hometown, Steubenville, Ohio. It seemed like work was all there was to do. Oh, once in a while, we'd go to Youngstown with the fellas to see a show, but that was all there was to think about outside of work. So one day, I was on my lunch hour, and I met a girl who worked as a secretary at the mill. I don't think we spoke for more than a minute. But when I got home, I was sure I had a crush because I did something I very rarely do. I passed up Mom's ravioli. The following night, I walked past the girl's house, and there she was sitting on the front porch with two or three of the guys from the mill. Of course, I felt a little outcast, but she asked me to join the group, which I did. It felt like days before the fellas left, but they finally did. Then we were alone. I didn't know what to talk about, so I looked at her and I sang...
If you were the only girl in the world, and I were the only boy, nothing else would matter. in the world today. We would go on loving in the same old way. The Garden of Eden just made for two, with nothing to mar our joy. I would say such wonderful things to you. There would be such wonderful things to do if you were the only girl in the world, and I were the only boy.
Beautiful. I was reminiscing right along with you.
Well, thanks, dear. I'm glad you liked it.
You know, I'd even like to hear you sing it again, but it's about time for me to say goodnight.
Oh, sure. Good night, Dinah.
Oh, Jerry. That's no way to say goodnight to a lady. You gotta be more smooth, more suave.
I gotta be a slob.
Oh.
Come Jerry. On, now. You can say goodnight like a gentleman. Be debonair.
Good night, my little flower.
No, like a man. Put some guts into it.
Can I, baby? Now blow.
Okay, never mind. Dinah, it's really been fun. Now, you come on and come over again soon, huh?
Oh, I'd love to, Dean. Good night, boys.
Good night, Dinah. How about singing?
Well, I guess that does it. Thanks for listening, folks, and tune us in again next week, won't you? Until then, this is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis saying that we appear on radio through the courtesy of Mr. Hal Wallace Productions, producers of That's My Boy.
Good night,
everybody. Thank you.
From Hollywood, you have just heard transcribed the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show. Written by Ed Simmons, Norman Lear. Produced and directed by Dick Pack. With music under the direction of Dick Stabile. And brought to you by Anison for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia. And by Chesterfield, which brings you the greatest lineup of talent in radio and television history. Fred Allen, Arthur Godfrey, Bob Hope, Bing Crosby, Jerry Lester, Barry Como, and Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis. Dinah Shore appeared through the courtesy of Procter & Gamble, makers of Tide.
Hear Duffy's Tavern with Archie on NBC.